Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4. Final part of Malachi's messages, the Lord's messages through Malachi to us. The day of the Lord. Things were not going well for the chosen people in the time of Malachi. It seems that an unusual amount of tragedies were occurring. The harvests were bad. Pests were attacking the crops. Maybe the weather was bad. Maybe we were being attacked by enemies. Maybe the economy was bad. Maybe there was an unusual amount of sickness and death. When things are going well for you, it's natural to enjoy your life on earth and want a lot more of it. When things are not going well for you, if you are undergoing physical pain, mental or emotional trauma, the suffering caused by a lost or damaged relationship, maybe a major financial setback, it's natural to want to leave this world. Lord, I just want to die. Ever felt like that? Lord, I just want to die. In the case of the Jewish people of Malachi's generation, they were unhappy. Things were not going well. They wanted their problems to end. Instead of wanting to leave this world, they wanted the Lord to come to earth in that very special and powerful way that he had promised and radically change their lives for the better. The Jewish people of Malachi's day wanted the day of the Lord to come, that unique time when God himself intervenes in this world in a personal and powerful way. They thought the day of the Lord would end all their problems and bring them peace and prosperity, but they were underestimating the Lord's holiness and their lack of holiness. They did not understand that before peace and prosperity can come, judgment will come. Judgment for the nations, but also judgment for the chosen people. You've heard the expression, be careful what you wish for. Malachi warned his generation that they should be careful what they wanted. The day of the Lord would not be what they expected. If they really wanted the day of the Lord to come and fulfill their hopes, they needed to turn to the Lord and become righteous, holy people. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant, the proud, every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord of hosts. Not a root, not a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Surely the day is coming. The day meaning the day of the Lord. Divine intervention will happen one day on earth in a very real and powerful way. The Lord himself, in the person of the Son of God, will return to this planet. Surely the day is coming. and the world will immediately be transformed into the Garden of Eden. Is that what it says? No. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. Now, I have quite a bit of experience with furnaces. I have a wood-burning stove in my home, and it's like a small furnace. To start a fire, I put in some stubble and kindling, dry grass, leaves, small sticks. Then when those are burning, I put in larger sticks. And when those are burning, then I put in the larger logs. Eventually, everything in the furnace turns to ash, which I then use as fertilizer from my plants and trees. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. That's what it's going to be like for a lot of people on earth when the Son of God returns to this world. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire. Not a root, not a branch will be left to them. The arrogant, the proud, who ignore God, who ignore the commands of God, who live their lives with an attitude of independence from God. Every evildoer, everyone whose life is characterized by doing what the Lord disapproves of, will be completely destroyed, like stubble that's put into a furnace and set on fire and turned into ash. Like trees that aren't just cut down so that the stump might regrow the tree, but like trees that are uprooted so that nothing remains of that tree and it can never grow again. The proud, the wicked will be completely, totally destroyed. Shum davar, finished, gone, done, over. That's the first group. You do not want to be part of that evil, arrogant group and receive what's coming to it. If you are arrogant, you want to become humble. You want to change your attitude towards your Creator. You want to become deeply aware that He is God and you are not. That He is the center of everything and you are not. That He has the right to make the rules and you have the obligation to obey. If you are living in a way that is characterized by evil and doing things that are wrong, you want to turn to the Lord and stop doing those things. You want to stop opposing Him. You want to learn to do what is right. And then consistently do what is right. Today we do that by coming to God on His terms, by understanding that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, the one and only Savior, by transferring our loyalties to Him. When we do that, the Father and the Son send us the Spirit they share, and we receive a new nature, a new desire to do what is right, a new power to do what is right. This first group are made up of the arrogant and the evil doers. They will be totally destroyed. Then there's a second group. They are characterized by something altogether different. They revere God's name. That means that they know God, respect God, honor God, obey God, serve God. You want to do everything you can to avoid being part of the first group. You want to do everything you can to become part of this second group. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Three wonderful promises are given to this second group, the revere God's name group. Those who revere God, they will be healed. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. These people may have lived in spiritual cold, spiritual darkness for a long time. They may have been wounded, hurt in many ways, but when the day of the Lord comes, when the Lord arrives on earth, their experience will be like that of those things that enjoy the light of a rising sun, light that brings healing, light that creates warmth and makes plants grow. This group will flourish. They will be successful. They will be blessed. While the day of the Lord will be like a furnace for the first group, the evildoers and the arrogant, like heat that destroys, the day of the Lord will be like warming light of the sun that heals this second group and causes them to flourish. The second promise is that those who revere God will be very, very happy. You will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. I'm not a country boy. I have not seen too many well-fed calves frolicking. But I have seen my Jack Russell Terriers frolicking. When they're feeling good, running around the yard at top speed, just full of joy and enthusiasm and enjoying being alive. And seeing their obvious joy makes me happy. Those who revere God will be full of joy, overjoyed. All their needs will be taken care of. No more worries, no anxieties, no big problems, no cares, no concerns. Just health and prosperity and a lot of joy. The third promise for those who revere God is that they will be completely victorious. You will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet. All the people who have opposed God, the evildoers, the arrogant, and made the lives of the righteous difficult will be vanquished, conquered, defeated, rendered completely powerless. Instead of being like an impenetrable forest that prevents the righteous from going where they want to go and doing what they want to do and having a good, enjoyable life, those who oppose God will be like a forest that is burned down so that those who honor God can trample on their ashes. Those who oppose God will not be able to prevent those who revere God from living the way they want to live, enjoying the blessings of their good Almighty God. The people of Malachi's generation wanted the day of the Lord to end their troubles. They wanted the Lord to bless them. They needed to observe the laws that were part of the divinely inspired teaching that God gave to Moses at Mount Sinai, at Horeb, something that the majority of that generation had not been doing. Remember the law, or the Torah, the divinely inspired teaching of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb, Mount Sinai, for all Israel. Note very carefully that the Lord is speaking here, and he states that Moses was his servant, which means that Moses did not act on his own. Moses was serving the Lord in everything he did. Notice that the Lord gave Moses the Torah. Remember the law of Moses that I gave him. The Lord gave Moses the Torah, including all of its decrees and laws. There is no documentary hypothesis here. No JEPD nonsense here. No multiple authorship of the Torah over centuries here, as the theological liberal apostates would tell us. The five books of Moses and everything in them, all the laws, all the decrees, were given by God to Moses for Israel at Sinai. Remember the law of my servant Moses. Remember the law. Remember the Torah. Is it possible for the chosen people to ignore the Torah, the divinely inspired teaching that Moses gave us, so that it was like we were forgetting it? The answer is yes. Remember the law of my servant Moses. Yes. Human beings are prone to forget the most important things, the most basic truths, even something as important as the divinely inspired Word of God. Moses was a very great prophet, one of the greatest ever. Until the prophet greater than Moses, the Lord Messiah, until he came, we were to do everything that Moses commanded us. Then, before the Lord Messiah returns to earth, he would send another great prophet, Eliyahu, Elijah, to prepare the Jewish people for his return. When the prophet who never died, Elijah, returns, we must listen to him. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He, Elijah, will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents. Or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. The day of the Lord, again, that very special day, the time when God intervenes in this world in a very personal and powerful way, is coming. It will happen. It will take place. The day of the Lord is not a day that can be ignored. Some days, maybe like a day dedicated to a saint. Hasn't the United States government devoted days to like cereals or, you know, this, right? Don't they do? The day of the Lord is not like one of those days that can be ignored, a day dedicated to a saint or a day to honor something else. Not the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is gadol. It is great. It is the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It is so great, so significant, so overwhelming that it will affect everyone on earth. It will be impossible for anyone to ignore that great day. The day of the Lord is nora, awesome, dreadful, scary, terrible. It is not nice, not pleasant, not enjoyable. Before that great and dreadful day arrives, the Lord will send Elijah to prepare Israel so that we will be ready for Messiah's return. Elijah will prepare us by telling us about God. Elijah will prepare us by telling us that Yeshua really is the Messiah. Elijah will prepare us by bringing us a message of repentance, that we need to turn away from our wrong thinking about God and our bad attitudes and our bad behaviors. Those who respond to his message in a positive way, their hearts will be turned to their parents. The hearts of the parents will be turned to the children, and the hearts of the children will be turned to their parents. Those who respond to Elijah's message will have the kind of faith that our fathers had. That's what I think it means. They will have faith like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, faith like Joseph, Moses, David, Daniel, the spiritual fathers of the chosen people. And the fathers, men like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, Daniel, will acknowledge them as their true children. Not all Israel is Israel. But not all may respond to Elijah the way they should. The final message from the Lord through Malachi to Israel is a very strong warning. Or else, I will come and I will strike the land with total destruction. Those who do not listen to Eliyahu, who reject him, who reject his message, will not be ready for the Lord when he comes. And when the Son of God arrives, he will destroy everyone in the land who has rejected Elijah and his message and was not ready for the second coming of Messiah. Be ready. Help others get ready.